And it was great. It was tremendous. It was wonderful. So Big Fatty was in town, and unfortunately, Poodle McNoodle was not able to join. That's, Poodle is one of the stars of the BigFattyOnline.com podcast, and Poodle was not able to join, but she did send Squeaky Kitty in her stead.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And it was great. It was tremendous. It was wonderful.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1550 of the BFO for Friday, the 3rd of June, 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're going to try to catch up on the voice letters and the criminal cards.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Hello, FFs.
Big Freddy, that's Mona.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well. Y'all, you're FFs today. Not because of the FF pup over there in the ark. No, Big Freddy. Because, y'all, it is the first Friday of the month and of the year, so everybody's a big old FF today, and y'all, I hope that the abbreviated week, has gone well for you, and Big Fatty's abbreviated week has gone real well, because y'all, I still hadn't gone back to the coal mine, although I did stop by earlier on a Thursday afternoon, and I had to pick up my retirement letters. I had carried them over there to put in a notebook, and but y'all, I was doing a little spreadsheet here on the computer at home, you know, just to kind of, you know, when you're retired, you've got to keep up for these things. Yes, Big Fatty, we wouldn't know. so I went by there, and old Vader was there, and Larry Clark got a new computer on his desk. I didn't get a chance to ask him about it. Anyway, and y'all, one of the folks in the coal mine is leaving. There was the big announcement, y'all, what is that? Y'all, that's my broth, because y'all hadn't had any lunch today. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. What else did I do today? Big Fatty, you forgot the most important thing so far today. Oh, that's right.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, it's true. And Poodle, thank you so much.
Yes, Big Freddy, I'm here to serve.
Oh, you're gonna get in trouble for saying that. anyway. gentleman caller, who hadn't frequented the Fat Cave in quite some time, stopped by, and we had just a lovely time. And I got an e-letter from Wes, the gay country boy.
Big Fatty, that's not spelled C-U-N-T, is it?
No. He said, Big Freddy, how is it you're always so horny? You know, quite frankly, y'all, it's very easy. The opposite of Jocelyn Elders, don't masturbate.
Big Freddy, please.
Anyway, y'all, you'll get horny if you don't masturbate. That's all I gotta say. Fatty, please. But y'all, after I went to the coal mine, y'all, then I went out to the Sam's Club, and y'all, they had some. I got me some good coffee out there. You know, I'm looking for a chair, a recliner, and y'all, they had a real nice one. The Lane Furniture Company. That's a good name. They had a recliner, and it was discounted. I didn't get it because I want to shop around a little bit. But anyway, I'm kind of leaning towards this one, anyway, I liked it. I just liked it, and what was I going to say? Big Freddy, we don't know. Picked up a couple other things. Got some pineapples. You know, they had a big old bag of oranges. The oranges just look so good in that bag. I got me a bag of oranges, and I got that, and that Bertha Burt idea. If you came to Pride 48, you know Bertha Burt. I saw that she got a big old orange in her stocking for grandma, and that was one of her favorite things, and I think that's just lovely. So Bertha Burt, when I eat my orange, my oranges, I'm gonna think of you. Baby, that's lovely. What was I saying? We don't know. On the way back, I went by the P.O. Y'all, and it was kind. I'm not gonna play the music because it's the guy just goes right into the stack with the rest of them. But y'all, it's from Northern Mexico, and I think I know who it's from. Someone who doesn't care for grandma, but I'm venturing a guess. I am just venturing a guess on that. Y'all, I've got a couple of things I need to bring you up to date on, because I've gotten a lot of nice comments over there at the BFO. Y'all, it's just lovely to see the comments over there. Miss Bacon, and she's exactly right. I was telling what I got for grandma, and y'all, I said that I lost one of the Apple Snack gift cards, and y'all, it's true, I did lose it, and I had no idea where it was, and the about 2 days later, my mother says, look what I found. And y'all, she had found it got mixed up in her giftette. So the Apple Snack gift card was not lost, and it was not it was found, and you know, it was a crema miracle. A crema miracle, I tell you. And y'all, there were a couple other things that I got for crema. Hold on a second.
Crema, you're not prepared.
It's a book called Grandma Knows Best.
Ready, it's perfect for you.
And y'all, it's great kitchen secrets. And y'all, it's 500 pages as seen on TV. Y'all, it's not a cookbook. It's just a little secret. So y'all, if you've got a kitchen question sometime, you can ask Chef Poodle.
Yes, Big Ready, I would like to be known as Chef Poodle.
And y'all, we're just if you've got a question for Chef Poodle, just send it in, and we'll look and see if it's in the book.
Big Ready, I just love being an international celebrity like George said of me,
and Squeaky Kitty too. Yeah, and y'all, I also my brother and sister-in-law give me this. It's an expensive. It comes in kind of a metallic tube of shaving cream. And y'all, I only get to enjoy it for about a month, and then it runs out. But y'all, it smells so good, and it gives you it makes your face feel so soft.
Big Fatty, it's kind of like the Squeaky Kitty.
Y'all, I also got some pot holders, and y'all, I needed new pot holders. You know, I know that sounds Big Freddy, you're nothing but an old grandmother, and y'all, it's true. By the way, I heard that cheap blue guitar that Brian from the Game Night Gals is turning into his grandmother, and that's just lovely. I hope he's got a good hairnet, but anyway. So y'all, and when I got my new dish towels and my new pot holes, y'all just threw the old shit away. Y'all, there's no reason to save all that stuff, y'all, because if you do, you become Wendy Cameron, and you know who we don't need a second Wendy Cameron. There's only room for one. Big Fatty, we only have one Wendy Cameron. So anyway, Jimmy Bayer sent me the note saying, "Oh, Big Fatty, you've missed Chris and Brussels' celebration of exiting the birth canal on the 1st, and oh, it's just horrible. It's just horrible." And so, you know, we did the makeup yesterday and on yesterday's little show, and y'all then on Thursday morning, Jimmy Bayer says, "Oh, Chris and Russell said it wasn't his celebration the birth canal." So, Chris and Brussels, if you're listening, I'm going to go in and officially scratch your name off the calendar because I know what day your celebration is not, and it is not the 1st of January, but I'm not sure I know when it is. But anyway, but we'll keep up with updates from that Jimmy B. Fanny. It's true, y'all. You know the Robs up there in the Chicago's or in the Illinois, y'all, they're not up there anymore. No, Big Fatty, they're on a trip. Y'all, they've traveled to the future. Y'all, they're meeting, by the time you hear this, they will have already met Arthur down there. You know Arthur the Amarans? He does about 3 shows a year. He's Arthur and Nigel gonna meet up with the Robs. I hope Arthur can remember their names, cause you know it's easy to remember one of them, but Rob 1 and Rob 2, you know, you're being silly. Y'all, speaking of people in the future, I got an e-letter from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. And, y'all, he's moving. He's moving. I don't know where he's moving. He's moving on up, I guess. But he's moving. And he says he's going to be out of sorts for about a week. So, y'all, you know, it's too bad he didn't call that Kim Beaver, because you know when you need to move, you need to find a good lesbian friend. Is all I gotta say, because you know beaver movers, you know. So he also said that Brian in Boston, you know, he is the self-appointed resident historian unsubscribed of the BFO. He's going to be visiting down there. They're going to have a little meet and greet. Big Fatty, you're not going to get any voice letters or grammar cards in if you don't shut up. Okay, well, let's do it.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty, it's Tim. First of all, thank you for the birthday wishes. And yes, I did have cake, Poodle, and there was no icing. So you're very happy. It was a lemon pound cake. Second, I just want to say what a joy it is to hear Mr. Larry Vader on the Intertubes. You've not heard him in a month of Sunday, so it's good to hear from him. How is it ironic everyone I like in podcasting has quit? I guess we'll find that out. 1,500 more shows, Big Fatty. And thirdly, this is for Poodle. I love the squeaky kitty, so keep the squeaky kitty up. Squeak, squeak, squeak. Keep it up. Love it. Love it. Love it. And if it ever breaks, I'll send you a new one. Hope you enjoy it, Big Fatty. Bye.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that, of course, is Termly Single Tim. And Tim, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice again. And Big Fatty, is he a kitty? And he loves his squeaky kitty. I just think you just can't get any better than that. Well, Poodle, it's true. And Tim, what's this about all the shows you like, the podcast have quit? I don't understand.
Do
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know I always play two, I say two voice letters, but y'all, I got so many damn cards, I got to get these things out. So we're only going to do the one voice letter today, and we're going to go right to the guy, y'all. The first one is from that brother Sinatus. Oh, Big Fatty, he's out there in Denver. Y'all, we're just opening it. Oh, look at that. Isn't that fancy? A Big Fatty, it's got a leopardy. It's not foil, but it's pretty. It's all fancy. And y'all, oh, there's Santa Claus. Santa Claus, and he is. Oh, Santa Claus has got the leopard. Y'all, you can see Santa Claus is. Leopard hat. This is what the inside of the envelope looks like, and it's got glitter on it, and it says, Poodle and Burgretter, may all your crema wishes come true. Thank you both for all the fun in the past year, and may the coming year be wonderful. Brother Sinatus. That is just lovely. I love that card. That really is cute. So, thank you, Brother Sinatus. And y'all, you know, we had a cat yesterday from up there in the Connecticut from the Pops up there in the Danbury household. We hadn't heard a damn word from the Danburys, but y'all, there's a guy here from the Danburys. So evidently the Pops run that show, and they put the sent the cat there, the daddy card out late. And y'all, there's a picture. Let's see here. What is this? Oh, look at that! It's a puppy dog on the front. And it says, though the weather outside is frightful, marking territory is so is so delightful. There's no limit to where I can go. And that's the puppy dog. And it says, yellow snow, yellow snow. Yellow snow. Big Fatty, that is cute, but it's vulgar. It is just vulgar. And y'all, it says, Wiz, you are Merry Crema. from the Danburys. That is cute. I haven't seen one like that. That is just lovely. Y'all, our next one is from a cheese country. Y'all, it is from that R.C. Martinez, and I know that because I can read the return address. Big Fatty, you're just so smart. And y'all, let's see here. Let's get this open. It's a white envelope. And, oh, look at this. This is fancy, y'all. It's kind of geometric in design, and it's gold and red and green and white, and you open it up, and it says, Season's greetings. Sorry, no glitter. That's fine. That's just fine, R.C. Martinez. It says, sorry the card is a little late. Well, sorry it's a little late that I'm reading it. I've been recovering from surgery, so I've been hopped up on painkillers and booze. Big Fatty, I did not know that R.C. Martinez had surgery. What kind of surgery? It says, Burgretter, hello there, Mr. Fat One. I hope that you are having a great holiday season and have a wonderful crema and New Year. It was cool seeing you at P48 Vegas, and I look forward to seeing you again in 2014. I'll be there. R.C. Martinez in Wisconsin. Well, R.C., thank you so much, and really thank you so much for not loading it up with the glitter either. Big Fatty!
Born is the king.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend.
Yes, Big Freddy, Squeaky Kitty and I are not going to go out drinking.
That's probably best. So, anyway, I hope you have a lovely weekend. It's the first weekend of the new year. And then, of course, Big Fatty will be back here on Monday. And y'all, Monday, Big Fatty got to go back to the coal mine. Big Fatty, it happens to all of us. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that George in Atlanta, and y'all, he was talking about our lovely dinner, and Big Fatty, he missed me, and what was it like meeting the Squeaky Kitty?
And it was great. It was tremendous. It was wonderful.
Oh, Squeaky Kitty, did you hear that?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.